Hello, my name is Alyssa Damschroeder, and I would like to talk to you about the stigma around military members and their mental health. I reached out to a couple of civilians to see what their perceptions were of military members, and then what their perception was of mental illness, and then again with what they thought of the two communities combined. When I asked Robin Shy what came to her mind when she thought of military members, she stated she thought of their bravery and how much they give up for our country. When asking Julie Patterson, she said she envisioned bravery, kindness, intelligence, and they're heroic in nature. When I asked them their thoughts on mental illness, Robin envisioned them feeling lost and unsure of what might be wrong with them, and Julie believes that they struggle with a sort of imbalance. Combining their two thought processes, you can see how their belief in military members were all strong attributes, and those of mental illness was that something wasn't quite right in their mind. I believe there's a barrier that stops service members from reaching out to get help for their mental illness. This barrier is the stigma that surrounds their profession. Stigma is created a couple of different ways. There's the public stigma, which is the stereotypes against those with mental illness, a self-stigma, which is the loss of self-esteem once public stigma is internalized, and then label avoidance stigma, which is avoiding or not wanting to accept and acknowledge the symptoms just to avoid the stigma itself. Military members can experience some traumatizing things, especially if they've been deployed to a war zone. According to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, between 11 and 20% of service members who served in Iraq and Afghanistan experienced PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. Nearly 1 in 4 active duty members show signs of mental health condition, according to a 2014 study in JAMA Psychiatry. According to Jason Ortiz, a veteran who served almost 8 years, when they go to seek help for their mental health, the doctor's best solutions are always to put them on medications right away. The idea of jumping directly to prescriptions is due to the drug-taking culture we're dealing with in society. I believe it'd be more beneficial to adjust this culture and take a step back from assuming medication is the only thing that can help mental illnesses. For military members, I believe learning to cope with their illness and using forms of meditation could be more beneficial than taking prescriptions. From my experience, when one can understand what has caused their mind to work the way it does, it brings a different kind of peace to your mind. If we could help military members understand the basis of their mental illness, they can then find other ways to work with their mind to help deal with anxiety and depression when things get really bad. If this could help them, they wouldn't have to rely on medications. I asked Jason Ortiz, a Marine Corps vet who served just over 8 years for this country, how the military viewed mental illness. He expressed that many of them ignored it. He stated that they teach us to suck it up, suck it up, suck it up when being run down or even through injuries. With a suck it up mentality, when we are given medications, we realize how much easier it is and give in and end up relying on the medications. I believe this is also to be tied in with the quick fix mentality that the drug taking culture has today. When battling mental illness, people crave to just be happy or normal. When doctors tell patients that the medications with them will help them find balance, why would anyone question them? Doctors go to school for that. It's not something anyone wants to question. This only continues to promote the drug-taking culture. This ties into the stigma that military members battle with. When you're told you have to suck it up, keep going, quit crying, things like that, and are trained to have a certain mentality, it's completely reasonable for one to struggle with accepting they might need help or have a problem. Here we have it. They're training military members to basically suppress any of these feelings that can only be suppressed for so long before they manifest into more troubling issues. I think different things could be done to make changes for the military members. I asked the civilians that I spoke about in the beginning what they thought could stand to be changed. Robin said she feels like we don't do enough for people in the military branches, financially or emotionally. Julie requests that we start taking a look at the root causes of their issues and help them learn to understand and cope with what they went through before getting them to turn to medication. Jason stated that he believes if the VA offered a wider list of doctors, including alternative medications, more service members would be willing to seek help. I believe helping military members get access to alternative medication would also help decrease the drug-taking culture, as well as helping them to understand how they can cope with their illness. Forms of meditation and yoga can be very beneficial at bringing them more peace and can help them calm their minds down when things begin to trigger PTSD or any other mental illness.